I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where have I heard that before? We just have to play better.
Just glad he got away from the chuckle hut that was last week.
I kind of would have liked
the comedy store.
I kind of would have liked a joke. I get like, give me a little ba-dum-tsh.
Well, you know, if you're going to stink, you might as well just turn into a funny man.
Yeah. Or like, listen, say what you want about Dan Campbell, but that guy's as hilarious when he loses as when he wins. Like when they were like, they lost like 10 games in a row to start his career, and he was just out there like just biting kneecaps. It was funny as hell. Like it wasn't good football, but it was funny as hell.
At least he's funny. And or you could be Nick Sirianni, who just brings his kids up there as a defense.
That's smart. That's,
human shields from the media.
I will say that's I'm not gonna go there. I was gonna take a shot, but it might have sounded political. I'm not gonna do that. We're good today. This is a fun show.
Yeah, that's what tomorrow is for.
As I'm walking down the hall and Keith jammed me up on being apathetic about this team. And the reality is, it's like, how can you be emotional about where this team is?
I think you're emotional if you were me last week.
Yeah,
talking about how great you thought this team could be, because we saw what happened with Jameis, and I genuinely did believe. I'm the idiot today. I think a lot of Browns fans out there, you feel like idiots the same way I am. I genuinely thought that this was going to be Joe Flacco, not even 2.0, just like part two where we do it all over again.
Yeah, but like,
and it's not anywhere close.
So when fans do it, it doesn't bug me. It really doesn't, because that's what fans are supposed to do. You're supposed to have an unwavering hope and belief in your team. And that's the thing that sucked about last week, is I felt like it was clubbing baby seals in front of everybody and be like, no, this is good for you. You're going to learn from this. But like where we are now is I'm not mad because I've been processing the depth of expectations for this team. And I think it's okay to just look at it and go, they don't have it. Like yesterday, like as bad as Jameis was, let's be real honest. It was the two gigantic blown coverages that are why you lost the way you lost yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Like your defense, your pass rush gave you a chance to win that game. And every time Miles came down with a sack or Dalvin came down with a sack, it was a coverage.
I mean, Miles had the one series where he had two sacks and then it turned into a first down. It just negated everything that Miles did on that drive.
And listen, I'll be honest with you guys. If I'm going to lose because whether it was Denzel Ward or Juan Thornhill blew a coverage or had some sort of communication issues, that's all loose. Like, it's so funny because they did get blown out. They got deep pants and spanked in front of their home team.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. I don't think I'm the one. I think if you put my energy and focus up against theirs, like Kevin, that's Kevin playing the hits. Like if he was a sports talk show host, we would be ripping him.
Is Kevin on? Well, we are sports talk radio hosts, so good thing we can do whatever we need to.
I meant if Kevin was.
Okay.
If Kevin was, then we'd be ripping him for playing the hits.
Well, but is he on autopilot because he seems like he's going to be done, or is this how we've heard Kevin talk for 4.5 years?
The problem is the locker room.
We've heard how he talks for 4.5 years.
Yeah, but the problem is the locker room's the same thing.
Why, Myles Garrett after the game yesterday said what? He was lying to everybody, but what did he say? He said he was going to make it into a postseason run, and he still had hope and all these other things, and we got to take it 1 week at a time. He gave you every cliche you could possibly imagine, but he didn't sound defeated in the slightest bit. In fact, I thought he went too far overboard in the positive direction.
I think you found the one guy, right? I think you found the one guy who said anything. As far as I heard, every player worth their salt wouldn't go anywhere near the media yesterday and ran for the hills because they don't want to talk about this team either. What was the quote in the Jason Lloyd piece for The Athletic?
Unnamed veteran player.
Woo. Way to step out there, fella. I mean, I've never been on a team that's been eliminated before the bye before. Ah, man, you don't want to get jammed up on that one. You really put it out there. Ooh, don't reel it back in. Too hot. Too hot to touch. Like, I think...
Joe was doing H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
By the way,
is that what you did there?
I finally saw...
Did you see the video?
It's Chapel Roan, right?
Yeah, she was on SNL this last weekend. Yeah. With John Mulaney, our guy.
Miss me. I get it.
Well, she didn't play the hits. You get on SNL, you got to play the hits.
I'm like Kevin Stefanski.
Do the H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Don't do whatever that was.
How many times do I have to see Madonna get ripped off before somebody goes, hey, she's ripping off Madonna? I mean, even the dance moves, it was like, I seen that. I seen it. I seen it.
If it works.
I mean, it is working. Good for her. Success. Best dream success. Because this is about the Browns. Like, I'll be honest with you. I think they've told us time and time again, they don't have it. Whether that is heart, leadership, yeah, and there are guys who have it. I think one of the biggest things you missed on Sunday was JOK. Like, that's a guy who's got heart and just as much as you can have. But
for the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not trying to take a shot at Kevin, because I just think, like, the tone and timbre are... Yeah, I mean, guys, we're just 2-7. Like, of course we're 2-7. Like, it's The Walking Dead. Like, how can you be that upset when they're telling you can't take a punch?
Kevin shouldn't be that way. And I just think that's how Kevin talks, but Kevin shouldn't be that way. Because Kevin went from last week being able to not only have his job saved, because everyone like me wrongly thought that he had this thing figured out, to now what do? We just boomerang back into the spot we were 2 weeks ago where it's like, oh, so you're not special. You don't have anything really going on here.
So I really thought
that F grade from the Morning Boys sticks.
I will tell you, I thought it was a D minus, or was that? Was
I
that,
think Lima gave him a D minus. I think it was a D minus.
I thought Ken gave him a D.
Easy now.
Come on. But hey, when it comes to this, like, I really thought to myself, like, is the expectation that I come out here and just rip him? You got no heart. You got no class. Get out of my town.
That sounds good.
Like, is that what the expectation is? Because that's not what I feel.
That's how I felt on Sunday, though. Yes, I feel like, listen, you were right. You were ahead of the curve. I'm happy for you,
That's not why I'm doing this.
No, but
I'm
that's
not
how
trying
I felt.
To turn this
and,
into
and
it.
Sunday was me. It was me getting mad all over again. I spent the whole entire week convincing myself we had one thing. And then on Sunday, I just got kicked in the nards like everyone else. And we learned that this team... It wasn't even a paper tiger. If it was a paper tiger, that would suggest that there's at least something to hang on to.
But
team stinks, and we all learned it for certainty on Sunday. For certain on Sunday.
Yeah. So we just needed that extra one.
I mean, I know
the first.
I wasted
the first
a lot of
six
time.
Losses weren't enough.
I faced a lot of energy. There was a lot into me trying to convince myself that a game against the Ravens, and the Ravens are a great football team, a game against the Ravens meant something, and it meant absolutely nothing, Nick.
It would against for almost any other team in the NFL. But I just think, like, because the truth is, I brought up the Jameis thing because everyone's like, oh, this is the Jameis experience. I'm like, guys, that wasn't even the worst Jameis can give you. Like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he didn't get the ball out quick. Yeah, he held onto the ball, took too many sacks. There were three interceptions. Guys, there's another level there. Like, if you think it can't look worse, you ain't been watching Jameis Winston here.
No, I know, but we convinced ourselves in many different ways. I mean, it's not an accident, although I think Spencer and myself are really good on the pregame show. It's not an accident that the boss was like, oh, our pregame show numbers, as high as they've been in weeks. Like, people were building up excitement towards that game. Like, we had full phone lines, the whole everything during a pregame show with people lined up just wanting to talk about how excited they were for that game. And then to have it go down the way it did, it wasn't just a beating. It was a beatdown. Jim Harbaugh went into your house, went on your couch, made a sandwich, kicked his feet up, and did whatever he wanted to do.
Like, left your wife. Let's go all the way.
I mean,
He
did all of it, and it wasn't even close.
So, here's how I know.
I didn't want, by the way.
Here's how, not specifically your wife. I wasn't talking about our wives. It was a metaphorical wife, all right? Or an analogy or a thought bubble or something like that. I know my words.
Just a hardball making love doesn't seem very...
He leaves his socks on. I'm going to tell you right now. By the way, I say that as a man that leaves his socks on because daddy doesn't like cold feet. I'm going to tell you, me and Jim Harbaugh are part of the same tribe, Mac.
I mean, he does leave his cleats on when he goes to recruits' houses. So.
Yep, I'm going
to
say.
I thought you were going to Mac to find out if he left his socks on or not while having the premaritals.
Well, I think you would have to have them first.
Easy now.
That's exactly what this show is going to be. Sorry.
You're going to get a text at 7:30 about that one.
Because I told the truth. Like, how much? We don't need to uglify Nick Wilson anymore. God has done enough. How much truth can I tell?
Wait, by the way, it's so mean, the people on Twitter today with our hairlines. Yeah. Uglifying ourselves. So yeah, we're radio guys. What'd you expect out of us?
Yeah, this video thing, we're opting into it for you.
We both wore hats today, fittingly,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that was an accident.
And by the way, just, you know what, not for nothing. Can we get a 6'4" picture taker so that mother can take a straight angle on me? Because we got all these trolls that are shooting up from like 5'7". You're not going to get... It's going to make me look more bald.
I've been saying for years, bad angles with you. That's
yes.
all it is. It's bad
yes.
angles.
Listen, I'm already fat. We don't need to make me look any more like Shrek here. All right? And by the way, I'm never not wearing a hat again. Just so Keith can listen, I will be wearing hats to the end of time because you also made me look like a traffic cone putting an orange background behind me wearing an orange shirt.
Your shirt melts into the background. It's like people wear green during the green screen. That's
See,
you. You're the weatherman that forgot to not wear a green tie.
I'm no longer apathetic. I'm now pissed off, but not about the Cleveland Browns. 216-474-0092. Are you apathetic about the Cleveland Browns? Because the Jameis conversation is fair. You can have a worse Jameis Winston. I do think something you've said already kind of points to where we're actually going with Jameis. And I think, I kind of think fans have told on themselves that they maybe are closer to me than maybe you were. And that's next on 92.3 The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.